Hotel Korobokan. Written by Catherine Bonella and read by Catherine Bonella and Nicholas Bell. Sirens whirring faintly in the distance grew louder by the second as the police convoy carrying the terrorist Amrozi sped towards Hotel K. By the time the armoured cars and motorbikes arrived in a blaze of red flashing lights and screaming sirens, almost all inmates had gathered to watch the spectacle. In the blue room, people were leaping up to look through the doors and windows. At least one couple, a good-looking Argentinian drug dealer in his early 20s, Frederico, and his long-term Israeli girlfriend, used the minutes of distraction for some quick sex on the floor. But most were glued to the scene as Amrozi, handcuffed and surrounded by police with machine guns, climbed out of the police van and walked into the office to check in. For months, his grinning face had been splashed on the front pages of newspapers. Prisoners were leaping on each other's shoulders to get a good look at Bali's most hated man. Hundreds more stood clinging to the fences near the blocks, or hung off them for a higher vantage point. Many stood around on the grass in an angry mob shouting, "Kill him! Kill him!" as police corralled them at least 25 metres back from the terrorist. The 41-year-old Muslim mechanic was despised by the Balinese for his key role in two nightclub bombings in Kuta, which killed 202 people, decimating tourism and wiping out hundreds of local businesses. Amrozi's flagrant glee afterwards turned him into the smiling monster of the blasts. He cheered and gave the thumbs up to the judge and the victims' families when he was sentenced to death, 2 days before checking into Hotel K. Now, the smiling assassin would be living among the Balinese. Riots by Balinese prisoners or Amrozi sympathising Muslims were feared. "Kill him! Kill him! Kill him!" prisoners started yelling again as Amrozi came back out. His hair was cut razor short, but his Muslim beard was left unshaven. Surrounded by police, guards and head-tamping inmate Pemuka Saidin, Amrozi walked across the path from the offices to the tower block that housed a new top-security cell.